Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
All fathers are intimidating. They're intimidating because they are fathers. Once a man has children, for the rest of his life, his attitude is, the hell with the world, I can make my own people. I'll eat whatever I want, I'll wear whatever I want, and I'll create whoever I want.
Oh man, old Seinfeld. Jeez. Isn't it crazy that was like 2 decades ago? I know. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Friday where I open the phone lines. And these are some of my most favorite shows, believe it or not, is when you call up and tell me your thoughts on a subject that we're discussing. And hopefully, let's keep it to the subject at hand. Yeah, there's a lot of news and we'll get there Monday. Today, I really want to talk about men and I really want to feel some inspiration and to share some inspiration as far as making sure you realize how valuable you are in a society that's trying to diminish your role and men in general. I really feel the need to, as a woman talk show host, make sure that men out there understand how vital you are and how important you are and how we couldn't do it without you. And so a lot of women don't want to admit that for some strange reason, but I do. I find it very strange. And a big thank you to Dr. Warren Farrell for coming on and really making sense of the things that dads teach that we women can't teach the same things that a male teaches to his children, and that we have to remember that this is a partnership in training up these kids. It's so vital. I'll take a caller. Sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
If there's any young guys out there
mm-hmm.
and you're having trouble talking to a girl,
right?
Just imagine her cranking out a big dump.
Thank you for that. That's
no,
that's,
no more problem.
That's
you
lovely.
Didn't hear that?
Okay,
that,
not the direction I really wanted to go to feel any inspiration, but all right. On that, we'll segue immediately. I want to play three things for you. I want you to listen to these three things, the importance of fathers. And this is three people talking about the lessons their fathers taught them. The lessons their fathers taught them. And this is so, I think, so important when really understanding. This is Correctional Officer Calvin Williams, who deals, obviously, in the corrections units with prisons. And he actually grew up without a father. And this is him talking about fatherhood. Here you go.
Not having my dad, man, I got a firm fight to be a father. Didn't realize how difficult it was when mama was gone until she was gone. Being a provider is a piece of cake compared to being a single parent. Being involved. I look at a lot of you, and I see my son's face when I look at you. And so it gives me a fierce fight. And I'm asking all of you. I hear some of you on the phone. You know, that's my job. I got to listen sometime. You know? And I hear some of you talking to your sons, to your daughters. That's the difference. You see, your presence in their lives gives them validation. They ain't got to find it in the streets. Men who have jobs, busting your tail for that dollar and forgetting about the child that's watching you every day. What's most important right now is to pay attention. We as fathers are logically capable of being able to watch our child and say, you know what? I see that habit. I'm going to curb it right now and get them where they need to be. That's how we do it. And if we do it, if enough of us are trying, you don't have to be way up here, way down there. It's just the fact that you say, I love you. I'm watching you. It makes a world of difference, man. Because it's that guy in the street that say, hey, man, I got you. I got you. And he ain't really got it. Ain't nobody going to ever have you like your daddy got you. When you love your child and you understand the pains of life, you will fight. And I ask all of you, men, stand up, be fathers. And this will change tomorrow, I promise you. Thank you.
Corrections Officer Calvin Williams, talking about men and fatherhood. You're welcome to call up 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I'd love to hear from you a lesson that you learned from your father. Something that you learned from your dad that you couldn't have learned anywhere else. and how important that's been in your own life. Because I'm telling you, if you also want to chime in on how you feel in today's sort of society where it's all women-centric. You know, they're even turning Marvel characters. It's got to be a woman. Everything's woman power right now. How does that make you feel? Because I feel like a lot of men out there are very frustrated trying to find their place in this world when obviously you're 50% of this world. I mean, I can't imagine that you didn't have a place, but I feel like that you possibly feel a little overrun and not quite sure how to not offend. I mean, I can't even imagine right now. And for those of us raising boys, it's a tough world. It's a tough, tough world out there in this girl power movement. And so I'd love to hear from you on fatherhood, on masculinity. 888-673-1450. Caller, go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, I'm happy to hear that you're talking about this subject because it's subject that needs to be talked about and isn't.
Right. I agree.
And, you know, there's a lot of things that happened, you know, when I was young that I think it was a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad, he reprimanded me quite severely at times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was some of those that if it was done today, that he could have been arrested for child abuse.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I look back on it, I don't think I was abused.
Yep.
And, you know, I learned some valuable lessons from the reprimands that I received.
Well, you felt the love. So I would say that abuse, you're feeling that you're not getting that love feeling. You're feeling the abuse. I think when you know, spankings and those kind of things always occurred when I was growing up, as far as in society in general, I don't think anyone was opposed to that. And there was also love with that. And you knew why. And you knew that the parent didn't really, they didn't want to go there. So I think there's clear differences in those two things. And I think that people, you can feel it, you know, you felt which one it was.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. And, mm-hmm. and it's interesting because my dad never told me he loved me.
Mm.
That was that generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first time I had a man tell me he loved me, I about decked him.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
It made me really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started learning to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I was taught to share our love.
Right.
You know, we show our love by serving.
Right.
But saying it was something totally foreign to me until I was 19.
Hmm.
And, you know, I had somebody from the church tell me that they loved me. And I, you know, it was very uncomfortable
very
at first.
Foreign.
And it took me a while before I could tell somebody else that I loved them. But I resolved that I was always going to let my family and my friends
mm-hmm.
know that I loved them. And I remember the first time I told my dad that I loved him, he about decked me.
Wow.
And because that just wasn't something that was talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you come to my family, I tell my boys every day that I love them. And they tell me every day that they love me. And there's a totally different atmosphere just in saying those words, in addition to goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that, you know, everybody knows your mom loves you. And, you know, moms mm-hmm. generally are the most loving and the kind, and fathers aren't.
Right.
Fathers are that strength that helps build character.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at all these families that are being raised in single-parent families without the father, without the dad. Many of these kids are growing up without that character strength that comes from the father.
Yeah. Well,
and it's sad to see mm-hmm. that, but
thank you
it's
for
happening.
That. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I know it's hard to share, and I really appreciate that because we need to hear it, and we need to hear that you can be the strength. Still need to say I love you, but you can be that strength still. And I thanks for calling. I really appreciate you calling in. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I'll take a quick call before break. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Go right ahead. You're live.
Hello?
Hi, you're live. Go right ahead. Can you hear me?
You there?
Yes. Yes, go right ahead. You're live. Okay, for some reason it's not coming through. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. I'd love to hear from you, how you feel about fatherhood, how you feel that one of the biggest lessons maybe you learned from your father, because I think that all of us can also learn as well. I have a great dad, dedicated to his family and worked hard. And, you know, I have to say this about men. Men are very simple. And when I say simple, I don't mean simple-minded. I mean simple. They, I think, want to provide. They want to provide. They want to come home. They want to feel that love from their family and the gratitude for providing. And I think sometimes women get caught up in their own little control thing going on. It's their own. I don't think men are even part of that. I think that they think that they're vying for control sometimes with men, but men, I don't think, are about that. I think actually a man wants to provide, is built to provide, and wants to do the right thing and wants to be that guy. And I think that we need to respect that, honor that, and a little gratitude goes a long way too. Doesn't it? I mean, I think it does. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I really appreciate your show. I can't tell you how much I do. I'm recently divorced, and, you know, all the things that you guys are talking about, the necessity for a dad, all the things that we need as dads to do for our kids are the reasons that my ex, you know, says that she divorced me, you know, because I was the discipliner, she wasn't, because I was stricter on the kids and she wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate this. It's such a good feeling to know that the qualities that I'm supposed to have as a dad, you know, are a natural thing.
They are. Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
I just love my kids, you know, more than anything on earth. And, you know, and the world tells us and tells her, you know, that these things, you know, we should be more like, you know, what she says, you know, we should be more like the mom.
No.
And so, you know, so nice to hear that, you know, I should be like a dad, not
yes,
a mom.
Yes, I agree with you. And I'm sorry you're going through that. It's the hardest thing. And you know what? I can so appreciate you. And yes, we need dads to be dads. Yes, 100%. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I love that. I got to go to a break and phones are lighting up and I'll take all your calls. Open phone lines. I am just going to shut up and I'm going to, which, you know, by the way, I think if we talked less, like Alison Armstrong says, who's going to be on the show soon, if we talk less and just zip it, it's amazing what men will say. It's amazing. I love Alison Armstrong, too. She's just like Dr. Warren Farrell. They're just great on these subjects. I'll be right back. Phone lines open, 888-673-1450. You tell me how you feel about fatherhood. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none. Stay with me.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. On the eve of Father's Day weekend, I wanted to do a show that talked about men because I felt like we don't do that enough. And there aren't a lot of shows that will. And I'm not quite sure why. And so our society, I was reading a movie review and they were asked, the one question they asked was, does this cartoon, you know, for kids, does this new Disney movie, does it cater to women empowerment? And I went, oh my gosh. We have jumped the shark. You know what jump the shark means, right? When the series got desperate, they had Fonzie jumping a shark in in the water with his leather jacket on to try and save the series, right? Create some excitement. Well, it didn't, and they jumped the shark. It meant they went overboard because they were getting desperate that, you know, they wanted the show to reclaim what it used to have, and it didn't. And they had gone so far over the mark that they forgot who they were. And I think sometimes when I look at the whole feminist movement, that's what I see. I see women that that have taken it to a whole new helm and are forgetting that
and how wonderful men are and what dads bring to the table. There was a wonderful list that talked about what a dad teaches a boy. Have you taught these things to your kids? And kids, I mean girls and boys, how to build a fire, how to camp out, how to carve a turkey, how to light a grill, how to jump start a car, how to tie a knot, use basic tools, paint a room, handle a gun and a knife, skin an animal, be a gentleman, grow stuff, not just a chia pet, iron a shirt, manage money, shake a hand, give a man a hug, keep vows, be committal, dress like a gentleman, serve others, handle loss. All of these things, read good books, you know, play team sports. There's so many wonderful things like that. But even what's more important are the qualities: perseverance, trustworthiness, courage, how to stand by your convictions. This is a great, I want to play this for you real quick. This was a guy, he was actually also raised by a single mom. This is Inky Johnson, who actually had that horrible thing happen to him where he lost his career and physically. And he talks about what his dad taught him. Here you go.
You know, my mother had me when she was 16 years old. And I used to sleep on the floor, and I had 8 uncles in that same house, and they did everything under the sun. You know, going in and out of prison. My mother, she worked at Wendy's, and she would get off work at Wendy's, and I would be about the last kid sitting in the park, and I would be waiting on my mother because I didn't want to go home because, you know, every other day or every other week, our front door would get kicked in because my uncles sold drugs. So every opportunity I got in solitude to cultivate a vision for my life, I took advantage of it. And one night, my mother came into the park, and I walked off the field, and I said, "Can you please introduce me to my father?" Because I played every sport, and every sport I played, we had to show our birth certificates. And so every time I pulled out my birth certificate, I would always see my mother's name, but I never saw my father's name, and so it bothered me. So she said, "Sure." And so my first encounter with my father, I shook his hand. I said, "Hey, man, how you doing?" He said, "Hey, little man." He said, "Man, I heard you could really play sports." I said, "Thanks. I heard you can, too." I said, "But here's what I need you to do for me. I need you to pick me up every Friday night, work me out every Saturday morning, and you can take me back home after that. I don't need any money. I don't need any clothes. I just need to make it to the NFL so I can help my mother and my grandmother. Can you do that?" He said, "Yeah, I got you." And so he picked me up one Friday night, the first Saturday morning. He shakes me. It's 4 a.m. in the morning. I wake up. I'm wiping the cold out of my eyes. He said, "Little man, you said you wanted it, right?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Get up. We're running 2 miles to this fire station, 2 miles back home." He said, "Okay, let's do it." And so he walks by me, and he busted a U-turn, and he looked up at me. He said, "Son." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I want you to pull that other person outside of you today. No disrespect," I said, "but I don't see another person." I said, "So I understand we have different lives and you have a job. And so if you're tired, I get it. You can go back in the house and you can go to sleep. But you're not stopping me from running to this fire station. I'm running to this fire station whether you go or not." And he looked at me, and what he said to me, it pierced my heart in such a way. He said, "Son, what I'm trying to get you to understand is no matter how hard you work, there is somebody on the inside of you that works even harder. He said, no matter how dedicated you are, there is somebody on the inside of you that's more dedicated. No matter how committed you are, there is somebody on the inside of you that's more committed. And you don't even know what commitment is yet. You think commitment is just saying, 'Yes, I'll do it.' But what commitment is staying true to what you said you were going to do long after the mood that you have set it in has left. Meaning on the days when you don't feel like doing what you said you would do, you get up and you do it anyway. That's what builds character." And he said, "I need you to understand the concept that there's another person on the inside of you, because one day in your life, you will face something that's a lot tougher than you, and your strength and your drive and your commitment and your work ethic won't do it. You have to realize that it's something on the inside of you that's greater than anything that life can throw at you." And immediately I got it. And so when my life changed, not only did my football career end, I got a paralyzed right arm and hand behind me. Life changed overnight. But I was extremely grateful for it, because the whole time I understood that you have to tap into, in order to get through one of the darkest, toughest, roughest moments of your life, there's another person on the inside.
Yeah. In fact, he says that was the advice he got from his dad that day, changed his life forever, and how he viewed the world and himself. And I thought, you know, he couldn't have gotten that from anyone else. And so the lessons that we learn from our dads are so valuable overall to our lives. I just can't even express how much. I'll take calls from you. The lesson that you learned from your father that meant that changed you, or you still remember that is so important to you today in who you are and who you've become. You can talk about masculinity, the kind of pickle we're in right now with the way our society is going and how you feel about it. I will take your calls. 888-673-1450. Hi, caller. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi there.
Say, what I just heard was fantastic. This is a well needed subject. Maybe once a month you could devote an hour to the same subject.
Yeah.
Once a month. I'm telling you, my whole world has been upside down for 15 or more years, and I can't stand pointing the finger at anybody because there's three fingers pointing back at me.
Mm-hmm.
But our world has changed for the exact subject matter that the doctor was expressing.
Yes.
Our society is upside down. I don't have to prove that to that, or shall I say, convince you. Mm-hmm. But this show is fantastic. God bless you.
Thank you. I really love that. Thanks so much. That was so kind. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
The thing that my father taught me that I never questioned was that there is a God.
Yeah.
He told me a story that happened in World War II that it has never left me, and I never had any doubt in my mind that he experienced an interaction with God. He was carrying orders at night in a blackout and running a Jeep as fast as it would run in Germany. And he said an audible voice told him to stop, and he stopped, and he got out and walked forward. And he found that a bridge had been blown out. It was a really gigantic bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had continued on, he would have died.
Wow.
And I don't know, there were several things in my life that he explained that he didn't go into any great length or detail or anything, but he just told me matter-of-factly, you know, several things that had happened like that that left me with no doubt that there was a God. And I appreciate that more than anything.
I'll bet. Best lesson ever. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for that. That's huge. Probably the biggest lesson you can teach as a dad, I would imagine. 888-673-1450. I want to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you on what you learned from your father, how you feel about men in this society. It can be either one. I just feel like we need to make sure that we realize, and this goes for women out there because I am one, and it is tough right now. We have a tough society that's really leaning one way, and we need to teach our girls, kind of keep them with the same understanding that you're not just living on an island there. You know, you need this interaction with these boys and respect these boys, and these boys need to respect you, and that it goes both ways. I see a lot of the young girls getting kind of demanding and a little bit more, I don't know what it is. It's a difference. It's a clear difference. I can see it. I might not be able to articulate it as well right now, but I'm seeing changes that are not healthy. And I think that when we can still teach respect, and it's kind of like we used to do family night where we would shake hands, you know, where we would teach the kids how to shake hands. And my husband would teach them how to shake, you know, a hard handshake, not some wimpy thing, but a hard handshake, you know, and teach them social cues and how to open a door for a girl and things like this. And how vital that is, how vital it is to see the little girls and boys watch the dad teach those things and school them on certain things. It's just amazing to watch. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hi there.
My dad was a professional musician, opened up Bugsy Siegel's Flamingo Hotel in the 40s. Unfortunately, he was an alcoholic and divorced my mom when I was around 8.
Mm.
But who stepped in? My stepdad.
Oh, nice.
And one of the first things he did when I was 13 was send me to military school, and it's a good thing he did. Of course, I didn't see it at the time, but he helped straighten me out and helped me to get through my problems. And he just passed away a year ago, but he was a big blessing to all of our family. to step in and become the father figure, the patriarch, and the real wonderful person who did so much for so many people. So kudos to my stepdad.
Yes.
And I love my real dad, but he kind of flew the coop early, but
yeah.
Stepdads can do also really wonderful things.
Thanks for that. Yes, and you're exactly right. I think you're right on the money. Thank you so much. Really appreciate those thoughts because, yes, there's a lot of great guys that step into that role and treat kids just like their own, and I love to watch that too. I think it's really, really neat. And I loved what Dr. Farrell was saying about make sure, even if you can't see your kids, fight hard at that because your kids will see that, and also the talking between spouses. If you're divorced, you know, don't bad talk the other spouse, which I think is great advice. Lots of great advice in this show. And I surely want to take your phone calls when we get back. What did you learn from your father that made an impression on you? Because our dads cannot be replaced, can they? And I think that what they teach and bring to the table is so vital. When I said that men want to provide, they want to provide for a family. They it's instinctual. This part of their makeup and who they are. I meant that, you know, they want to be in that parenting equation. They want to do that, and they don't necessarily, you know, want to take a back seat. They want to be involved, and what they can teach a kid is just totally different, isn't it? And I've watched it in my own life too. And I've got a great husband that's a great father to my kids, and he had a great dad, you know. And so I think that learning that from your father and I don't know that you can ever get that solely from a mom. I don't think you can. And science says you can't. Everything points to the fact that you can't. You've got to have both of those figures in their lives. So I think that's really vital. I'm going to come back, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. I'll come back and I'd love to hear from you. Call in. Let's hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you in the audience. What did you learn from your dad? Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the
Kate Daly Show. I was thinking about all the things that women are more likely to teach and men are likely to teach. And I want to play this for you. It's a real quick one. And then I want to take your calls. But this was about a lesson in the way that a dad would teach it. A mom might say this to their child. We're pretty verbal and we're pretty, you know, this is, you know, talking wise. But a man might do this very differently. And what an impression it left on this person. So I want to play this for you. I thought it was just a really great way to say it. And this was a lesson on value. I'm trying to find it. It just disappeared on me. It's a lesson on value. It's a lesson on making sure that you are understanding your worth. Here you go. And I do believe men and women are so different in the way they teach things. Here you go.
One day, a young boy asked his father, what is the value of his life? Instead of answering, the father told his son to take this rock and go sell it at a market. If anybody asks the price, raise two fingers and don't say anything. The boy then went to the market, and a woman asked, how much is this rock? I want to put it in my garden. The boy didn't say anything and raised up two fingers. And the woman said, $2, I'll take it. And the boy went home and told his father, a woman wants to buy this rock for $2. The father then said, son, I want you to take this rock to a museum. If anybody wants to buy it, don't say a word and just put up two fingers. The boy then went to the museum and a man wanted to buy the rock. The boy didn't say a word and put up two fingers. And the man said, $200, I'll take it. The boy was shocked and went running home. Father, a man wants to buy this rock for $200. His father then said, Son, the last place I want you to take this rock is to a precious stone store. Show it to the owner and don't say a word. And if he asks the price, just put up two fingers. The son then went to a precious stone store. He showed the rock to the owner. Where did you find this stone? It is one of the most rarest stones in the world. I must have it. How much would you sell it for? The boy put up two fingers, and the man said, I'll take it for $200,000. The boy, not knowing what to say, ran home to his father. Father, there's a man that wants to buy the rock for $200,000. His father then said, Son, do you know the value of your life now? You see, it doesn't matter where you come from, where you were born, the color of your skin, or how much money you were born into. It matters where you decide to place yourself, the people you surround yourself with, and how you choose to carry yourself. You may have lived your whole life thinking that you were a $2 stone. You may have lived your whole life surrounded by people that saw your worth only for $2. But everybody has a diamond inside of them. And we can choose to surround ourselves with people that see our value and see the diamond inside of us. We can choose to put ourselves in a market or put ourselves in a precious stone store. And you can also choose to see the value in other people. You can help other people see the diamond inside of them. Choose the people you surround yourself with wisely. That can make all the difference in your life.
It's pretty great. The lesson of value of oneself, and the way that a father would teach that, which I love. Now take a step back and think about that on the broader text of God saying that to everyone. You know, I know that there are wonderful dads out there, and I know that even if you didn't have one in your life, maybe you had other guys that stepped in, uncles, whatever the case may be, that helped you, that had an impact on your life. 888-673-1450. I would like to hear about it. And also, I think just talking about fatherhood and manhood in general. Like I've said in the show many times today, we have a society that's really gearing itself toward this woman power, woman power movement, and it's confusing to a lot of guys. And a lot of guys, I really feel like they want to provide, they want to be there for their families, and how important that is to them. And it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch the confusing messages. And I feel bad because they're everywhere now. You can't go anywhere, even in the commercials. It's insane. The message out there is women are important and men are just over here. And what are we going to do if our young boys grow up feeling that way? We've got to make some big changes in our society so that our boys understand their worth and value in this society. And it is enormous. And I just feel like that message is not getting out. And in lieu of, because I think a guy, honestly, will kind of step aside. And I think they've looked at this whole women power thing like, well, that's okay. You know, have your power, whatever you want, honey, whatever. That's because that's how men are. And then I think that men honestly just want to do their thing and just want to come home, have somebody grateful for their contribution and for their parenting and everything else and get that respect. But I think men would be the ones to say, well, okay, they don't want to say anything about it because they don't want to appear to be, you know, not talking nicely about it. But my gosh, it's gotten out of hand. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I had the most wonderful father. He taught me two things. He mm-hmm. taught me that he loved me. Therefore, I could love.
Aww.
He told me on a daily basis when he was at home, he was a cattle rancher, so he was gone a lot, that there wasn't a day he wasn't home, but he told me I was beautiful. And so I grew up thinking I was beautiful.
Ah, you're going to make me cry. I love that. Thank you.
So I have him to thank
yeah.
for that.
Well, thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, that's going to make me cry. Darn it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi there. You're live.
Oh, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hey,
I
really appreciate your show today, and
thank you.
Think it's a very needed topic to discuss. And everybody who's congratulated you, like, yeah, bravo. This has been really amazing.
Thanks.
I just wanted to briefly talk a little about the example that my grandfather had on me. So mm-hmm. I grew up in a single parent home, and mm-hmm. my mom was fantastic. But I was able to really engage with my grandfather every single day because we lived with my grandparents. And
right.
I saw him and how he treated others, his hard work, his love for the outdoors, just a man's man. And that example really helped shape me as to who it was that I needed to marry.
Mm.
And it was amazing to me because there have been so many times in my life where I have recognized now that I'm an adult how important he was as a role model, how he was consistent, how he showed up, how he made people feel good about himself. I don't think that men realize the power that they have and the influence that they have on everybody that they're surrounded by.
Yeah.
My grandfather worked through the Great Depression, and he had a farm, and he helped the community with that farm because he paid people a livable wage. But he didn't just pay them. He taught them how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
He taught them how to work, and he taught them how to respect themselves and how to respect their elders.
Right.
And he was just amazing and a great influence on me.
Aw, thanks for that. Really, thank you. You just, wrapped up beautifully. Thank you for that. Wrapped up beautifully. Some wonderful sentiments. I agree. All those things are just amazing. They're amazing. 888-673-1450. There was a really cool list of things that have you taught this to your son? Okay. In particular, have you taught this to your son? Because I really do think there is a boy crisis going on, and that men should teach these things and women need to back off and let the guys teach these things, not let, but just have the guys teach these things, how to throw a ball, how to throw a punch, how to tie a tie, the power of willpower. Never give women power over you. Yeah. And you know, make sure they know your worth too, but respect them. How to build a bookshelf. That discrimination is good. It is good. We all discriminate. We all discriminate. And disregard the media baloney about discrimination being always a bad thing. It's not. It's how you survive and prosper. Okay? Because, you know, when you're picking out a wife, you're going to need to discriminate, aren't you? Okay. Get a little picky. It's okay. And number eight, it's not okay to be a sissy. Only single moms I don't agree with that, but and them in saying that as far as raising sissies, but don't teach him to be a sissy. Teach him to stand up for himself. Stoic strength, they call it. Trust is earned, not given. Treat everyone with respect, but never let your guard down. Right? The importance of hard work. The years 15 to the age of 21, 15 to 21, will mark you for the rest of your life. It's imperative that you get some hard work so you can develop the habit of not being a lazy slob. That means athletics, yard work, farm work, work in the family business, school work, all of it. Do it. Teach them that. The importance of physical fitness. How to swim. So important. My husband actually just threw the kids in the pool. I wouldn't have done it that way. But apparently they didn't drown. So it's all good. Anyway, competition is great. Opportunity is everywhere. And by the way, competition is great. And the everybody gets a trophy is ridiculous. Opportunity is everywhere. Keep your eyes open, ears open. Know who you are. Know who you are. Know your value and know who you are. Always give 110% to everything you do. Your word is special. Make sure that you understand how important giving your word is to somebody. Your reputation is special and must be kept intact. From father to son, I can attest that is a huge lesson. How to make money on your own so you're not dependent on anyone. And I'd go even a step farther. Learn a skill. Learn a trade. Learn to do things. And don't be afraid to do them. Boys is boys and girls is girls. And that's truly how it is. And biology says it. And I'm telling you, boys is boys and girls is girls. Excuses are useless. That's something that a father can teach a son like no other. Excuses are useless. Don't ever just give an excuse as to why you didn't do something. Don't give excessive apologies either. Apologize. You need to learn to say I'm sorry or apologize or whatever the case may be. And girls. Girls will respond to you being a boy. Girls, stop making the boys into girls. Please, stop making the boys into girls. They aren't girls. They don't want to sit around and chat like a girl does. They want to be a boy. Make sure that you're respecting them for being a boy. Tease them, play with them, treat them like a little sister, and you will not have girl problems. The importance of athletics. Sports will teach you discipline and competition and give you pride in your accomplishments. Develop your body. Don't be lazy at it. Be bold. Be bold in action. Don't be timid. Fulfill your goals. Discipline is a must. Treat animals with firm kindness. It's important. Think big. Small dreams are worthless. Think big and get big results. Tell them that they are a born leader, but you have to lead by example when you do it. And teach them there's a God that loves them as much as you do. That's huge. Probably the biggest lesson that we teach our kids, I'm pretty sure. So to all the men out there, my dad that wants me to make my meatloaf on Sunday, which I will do for him. meatloaf and potatoes. That's his request. Isn't that cute? And I will. I'll make that for him and my husband and all the guys in the family. Tell your dad how much you love him. Support the husbands. We really need to make sure that they're understanding how much they're valued and loved out there. And that providing for us and protecting us is a wonderful thing that we can't get from anyone else but them. It's huge. And thank them for it. Thanks, you guys. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here on Monday.